For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Yeah, you're right. This is a love or hate proposition for many of our listeners. But we can only hope for the ones who hate it that it becomes a hate listen.
That's much
like Pony every day, right? You want people who hate something to also listen because of that. Yes?
I wonder if people genuinely hate Pony the person or Pony the hot or Pony's
oh,
hot
no.
takes.
Pony the person is a wonderful man.
He is.
It's Pony the
But a lot of the a lot of the listeners have never met Pony.
Right. If you meet him, you love him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean by hate listen. It's not action. Why are you complicating this city limits? Paul?
Yes.
I live a complicated life, you know.
Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia. Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. The text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm. They always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Listen, this is tried and true. It's Trivial Pursuit. It's Jeopardy. It's what Americans love. Trivia. Answering questions. Proving you're smart. This just works. Period. It just works. We call it the quiz show. City Limits runs it. Paul is better at it than me. He leads our series 5-2. Here's how it works. 1 point for every question until the last one, which is worth 3. Shall we? Any questions? Anyone? Paul, you good?
I'm good. Let's do it.
Paul, as the winner of last week's quiz show, you go first. Paul, who is the Falcons' all-time leading rusher in team history?
Wow. Oh, my goodness.
Steelers-Falcons this week?
Yes, I get it. I don't know. Michael Vick.
Michael Vick is incorrect.
Oh, my God. I thought he's done that every week where he seemingly has no idea and then he pulls something out of his you-know-what and he's usually right.
That typically does happen.
The Atlanta Falcons' history of running backs. William Andrews?
William Andrews is incorrect.
I hate you. I'm sorry. Hate's a strong word.
It's a very strong word, I've been told.
I'm sorry.
Do you prefer strongly dislike? I strongly dislike you.
Well, much like Pony, it's not you that I hate. It's the way that
the
you shoot down my question with a buzzer. It's insulting and hurtful.
What was the guy, Anderson?
What would you prefer
Jamal
that
Anderson.
I shoot you down with?
Jamal Ooh. Anderson.
Jamal Anderson is incorrect.
Gerald Riggs.
Yeah!
Gerald Riggs is correct. 6,631 yards.
How about that, Paulie
Michael
Pavilion?
Michael Turner.
I pulled that one
second.
Out.
Michael Turner.
Oh, he was great. Remember he was him? Like a little bowling ball. I feel good today on this. What's next? I like my Falcons history. You got to have a Tommy Nobis question. Claude Humphrey.
Oh, great. That's the next. I'm kidding. Joe.
What?
The Falcons have lost 2 Super Bowls.
Mm-hmm.
This is the 25th anniversary year of the Falcons losing to the Denver Broncos
yeah.
in Super Bowl 33.
Right. I was in Montreal watching, covering the Penguins and watched it in a hotel room. It sucked. It was the worst Super Bowl ever.
John Elway was the quarterback of the Broncos.
I know.
Who was the Falcons quarterback that game?
Oh, my God. I know who it was. Christopher Chandler. Paul, give me a hand.
Chris Chandler is correct.
Paul?
Go ahead.
He's unhappy.
I thought you'd be stumped.
He's down 2-0.
No, I got that.
Would you have gotten that?
Yeah, I've gotten that. Chris Chandler. I would have gotten that
Man,
one.
Do I feel okay. good? It's the Diet Coke.
One touchdown and three interceptions in the game.
Yeah, he sucked.
Paul, mm-hmm. the Falcons were founded as an expansion team.
Wait a second. Who was the running back on that team? O.J. Anderson? No.
I don't. It was not O.J. Simpson, no.
No. No.
He wasn't available to be drafted in the fantasy draft last night either.
All right. I'm sorry to interrupt. Paul?
Go ahead.
Every Buffalo Bill possible. What, we should have took Andre Reed, too, and the Bills defense from the 90s. Paul, the Falcons were founded as an expansion team in 1966. Who wow. was the next expansion team in the NFL that was founded the following year?
So 1966?
Was the Falcons.
The Chargers.
The Chargers is incorrect.
Wait, the Falcons were 66?
That's correct.
And who was the next year's team?
That's what I'm asking.
The Bills?
No.
Glad I didn't know that one. What an idiot I am. I hate this question.
The Oilers.
Ooh.
Not the Oilers.
What team was founded in 67?
Well, the next
team
after
the Falcons. They were an expansion
team.
It was their first year playing in 67.
I'm trying to think of an expansion team. I'm going to make an ass out of myself here. Now that the Cardinals are a million years old. I'm panicking now. The Eagles are a million years old. He said the Chargers, all these other teams, the Chiefs.
The Chiefs is incorrect.
I hate you.
NFC team.
Paul, an NFC team. That makes it a little more interesting,
yeah.
doesn't it?
Let's see.
He can't think of the whole NFC. Put a buzzer on him.
Five seconds.
This guy's calling the clock on me. That's a jag off. I just started to think about the NFC.
But if you run through every question.
I'm not running through. I'm not everything. I know it's wrong, but I know it's wrong because there's a clock, you know, because there's a clock. I know it's wrong. I'll just say Tampa.
Tampa Bay is incorrect.
All right. Now let me think of the whole.
Put the clock right now. 5 seconds right now.
5, 4, 3. Two?
New Orleans Saints. I'm gonna get a gotcha. Oh, I'm gonna get a gotcha guy any minute here. He's boiling now. Ooh, that was an extra applause from the crowd. I can clinch a win. No one's ever clinched a win before the final question. Go ahead. What?
I feel like I should be asking the harder questions that are later on now.
Ask the question in the order you were going to ask it and don't try to manipulate the game.
No, I'm changing one. I'm going to change one around. It's my game.
Okay.
Joe, quarterback Eli Holstein threw for 336 yards against Kent State on Saturday.
We're abruptly switching to college football. I see.
Yes, we are now. This is now the college football portion.
Yep.
It was the highest yardage by a Pitt freshman, true freshman, or redshirt freshman, since this man. Passed for over 350 yards against Texas A&M.
Hmm. As a true freshman?
True or redshirt.
Or redshirt. Rod Rutherford.
Rod Rutherford is incorrect. Paul.
Oh, is that? See, Paul, you drove me to that game.
Well, say the question one more time.
Pitt quarterback Eli Holstein.
Okay.
Threw for 336 yards against Kent State on Saturday. It was the highest yardage by a Pitt freshman, true or redshirt freshman, since this man passed for over 300 yards against Texas A&M. If you read E.J. Borgetti's notes this week, that's where it was from. That's where I got this
no
question.
No insult to E.J., but I didn't.
Thank you, E.J.
Marino.
Marino is incorrect.
Tyler Palko.
Palko is incorrect.
I hate you.
Paul, are you ready?
David Priestley.
I was going to give you a hint.
Pistol Pete Gonzalez.
No.
Give Paul a hint.
1989,
and it wasn't. Oh,
Alex Van Pelt.
Nice.
I couldn't get whitewashed.
Well, now you've put yourself in position to win on the final question. What is it? 4-1,
3-1. Question 5. Paul, Pat Narduzzi spent 3 years as a defensive coordinator at Cincinnati, helping the Bearcats to go to a pair of bowl games. Pitt plays Cincinnati this week. Who was the head coach of the Cincinnati Bearcats when Pat Narduzzi was on staff?
Mark D'Antonio.
You give him the easiest one.
Mark
of the
D'Antonio
day.
Is correct.
And then Mark D'Antonio left before their bowl game.
We went to Michigan State.
I went to Michigan State.
And Narduzzi offered to coach the team. Here's a better one. Who followed Mark D'Antonio at Cincinnati? Paul.
What's that?
Who followed D'Antonio at Cincinnati?
Yeah, Brian Kelly, I think.
Angry Brian Kelly. Do you have the little the table slap from the other day about how angry he was? I used to cover the Big East at that point.
And we're sitting here again. We're sitting here again talking about the same things.
Oh, I love when he gets mad. Don't you? I love when he loses.
Oh, yeah.
No greater pleasure in sports than Brian Kelly suffering yet another season opening loss. 3-2?
Yes.
All right.
Joe.
Mm.
This is good. Alabama has the second most national championships in college football history with 16. Who has the most national championships in college football history?
Now I'm panicking.
If you
again.
Get this, you deserve to win.
Army.
No. Good guess.
Paul? Now he's going to tie it up. I had him 3-0.
I don't know.
Most national championships in college football
Lehigh.
History.
Lehigh is incorrect.
You said Notre Dame?
I said Alabama is the second most. With
Notre
16.
Dame.
No.
Someone has 17?
Someone has 18.
You going to give us a clue?
Colgate.
Not Colgate.
Cornell.
You're in the ballpark.
Cortland State?
Lafayette.
Give us a clue.
He is.
I gave you a clue with Cornell.
How was Cornell a clue? An Ivy League school?
Ivy League school.
Penn.
No.
You.
Yale.
Oh, my God.
Yale with 18 national championships.
He's going to come all the way back from 3-0 down. The turning point of this game was when he got angry at the time clock.
Yale was won national championships in 1874, 1876, 1877.
Ron was their beat writer.
The last in 1927. Yale won the national championship.
All right, so we're tied, and it all comes down to this. Whose turn is it?
It is Paul's turn.
How could it be? We're going even. Odd, this is the seventh question. It should
you
be me.
You were asked this question.
What?
Paul was asked the first question, which means he gets the last question.
All right, Paul, here you go. This is it for a championship, at least for the day.
Paul, the AFL-NFL merger occurred in 1970. How many of the 10 teams from the AFL that merged into the NFL can you name?
So, how many of the teams that came from the AFL can I name?
Yes, that are in the NFL, and they're all still in the NFL.
Wow.
How many of those 10?
Yes, how many can you name of the 10?
I'll say 4.
Ooh.
I'll take that challenge
Joe,
and name
can,
more.
Can you name 5?
Yes, I can.
Prove it.
New York Jets.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Buffalo Bills.
Yes.
Chargers.
Yes.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. I'm panicking.
You named the AFC East and the Chargers.
What?
You've named the AFC East, 2 teams in the AFC East and the Chargers so far.
Yes, I have. The Chiefs.
Correct. 4.
What do I need? One
you
more?
You need one more.
Broncos. If you do that buzzer. Oh. Thank you, Paul.
And Joe, on the brink of elimination,
he gave me a very key clue that he shouldn't have,
yes.
Paul. You have grounds for protesting. Do you know
I
what
will
he,
not
what,
protest.
Do you know what he said? Did you catch the clue he gave when he asked the question?
Yeah, that's okay.
He said... They're all still in the NFL, which made it easy. Well, not easy, as
what
you saw.
What team would not be in the NFL?
Well, you could have had a team merge in that's now extinct.
Well, I guess I guess technically the Houston Oilers are extinct, I guess then. Yeah, so I phrased that improperly. It should be Houston. I would have gave you Houston Oilers or whatever.
He is lovable, isn't he, Paul? You just want to put him in a stroller and take him for a walk, right?
Yes.
With a little binky and a bonnet.
I try to tell it how it is.
I feel like I lost fair and square, so I can't protest.
That was pretty good. Good questions today. Limits.
Thank you, even though you insulted them halfway through.
Thank you.
He's a jerk.
Thank you, I might add.
Now 5-3.
5-3, that was big. All right.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Let's go out to the Sullivan Super Service Fan Hotline and bring on noted Dan Moore apologist, Mark Cabali. Hello, Dr. Cabali.
Boy, what's up, Joe? You're going to love my story here, printing and publishing in a little more, in a little bit, if you're talking about Dan Moore apologist.
What do you got, Dan Moore, the early years, a deep dive feature on him? What do we have here?
In his own words, man, Dan Moore explains why he sucks at right tackle.
That sounds interesting. Listen, let me ask you this. PFF, I know you're not necessarily a big fan, but I think these are pretty easy to gauge here. Dan Moore allowed a whopping 56 pressures last season, 8 of which were converted into sacks. They've been trying to replace the guy for 2 years by drafting left tackles who don't play left tackle. What is going on here? What's the best defense for Dan Moore, and what kind of shape are they in at that premium position going into the season?
Well, the best defense for Dan Moore is he's always available. I'm sure you're going to love that answer there.
So am I. I'm available to play left tackle for the Steelers. Well, I can be available. So can Paul.
I don't know. I hear Paul's off on Friday, so apparently he's not available.
Well, yeah.
About Dan Moore, I mean, I just think he's been – what they're doing now is, and I've said this before, is they're putting the offensive line in the best situation to succeed right now. Now, that doesn't mean long-term future. Right now, Dan Moore, admittedly so, and he goes into detail why he stinks at right tackle. For them to be successful early on, and Fatanu not going to be able to play at least for a little bit, it only makes sense to put him at left tackle where he is more comfortable and where he's not going to totally stink, for the lack of better words right now. So that's where it is right now. I don't think the Steelers want him. If they had their choice, they would much rather have a healthy Fatone or healthy Broderick Jones, you know, left and right side. But as it says right now, Fatone is not, he's healthy. I mean, he's getting healthy. He looked good the other day. The problem with him is he's had 4 practices, and you can't really put him in that situation, I don't think, right now. But soon enough, Joe, you're going to get your wish, and it's going to be Dan Moore on the bench and Broderick on left and Fatanu on right, and then you won't have anything to complain about.
But will that be, in your opinion, a good thing? Will it be an upgrade?
Yeah, I think it will be. Maybe not immediately. It depends on how quickly Fatanu gets up to speed. Once again, this is a guy, I mean, he has the pedigree, of course, his 20th overall pick here, but he hasn't done much of anything. He got hurt early in camp. If he gets up to speed and shows that he can do what he did in Washington, of course that's an upgrade. I mean, you got top 14 pick, top 20 pick, two top 20 picks on left and right side. Of course, that's going to eventually be better for the offensive line. But right now, as we speak right now, the best situation for the team in week one in Atlanta is to have Broderick Jones at right tackle.
And if they do that, then eventually they're going to move Broderick Jones to left tackle, probably, right? I mean, Troy Fontenot is not going to be the left tackle. So if you have to move him, you know, the way like that, I don't know. I mean, why not just start him out at left tackle so that he gets maximum time there? I don't understand what the plan has been all season long.
Well, apparently Broderick Jones is one of those rare guys that can switch left and right relatively easy because of his athleticism, or at least that's what I've been told. So even if it might be difficult for some people to make that switch, they view a guy like Broderick Jones as be able to make that switch pretty seamlessly because of his athletic ability. I mean, he's a freak when it comes to that. I mean, you ever see him, some video clips of him playing basketball, quite athletic, quite fluid, quite quick. So I think that's part of it as well here. I mean, if, like I said, if everything was up to speed and what they wanted to, then you would have Broderick Jones at left tackle. But right now, they just, I mean, I guess it's an indictment on Dan Moore. I mean, he cannot play right tackle. I don't know how much he can't play right tackle compared to how much he thinks he can't play right tackle. I mean, when you think you can't play it, you're done. I mean, you're not going to be able to play. And he truly believes he can't play right tackle. So, I mean, you're just trying to get past week one. I might sound like Mike Tomlin here. Let's try to get past week one and see what happens week two, and maybe things change by then.
Paul, you said you saw Kyle Pitts has a hamstring issue. Is that right?
Yeah, I mean, it just says he's hamstring, he's limited, and he's not going to practice at least today. So I don't know what that means for the...
Oh, he's been a disappointment, huh? What was he, a top 8 pick, top 10 pick?
Yeah, I mean,
he hasn't really lived up to his expectations.
No, I'm interested to see if they do have a real quarterback. He hasn't had that yet, but it leads to my question, Mark. And we have Mark Cabali of the... Do I introduce you, Mark Cabali of the Pat McAfee Show? Is that accurate here?
Oh, that sounds good.
Good. The biggest worry with Atlanta is what for you?
Oh man, probably that run game. Probably that offensive line. That offensive line is very low key, man. Top 5 in the league, in my opinion. And they got a couple very good running backs as well. We know what the Steelers' back 7 are good. Let's see. I mean, right away, you're going to be able to determine whether that front 3 are legit or not. If Cam Hayward's over the hill, if Larry Ogunjobi's preseason was just a mirage, if Keanu Benton has taken that step, because I think they're going to go in and I think they're going to try to run the ball. I mean, they got a lot of skilled players, Drake London and all those guys, but I think it comes down to being able to run the ball. I think it's going to be old school run, play, defense type of game. And you know, guys like Landon Roberts and Patrick Queen are going to be really expected to have important games, but it all starts with those guys up front, man. I mean, you don't think of Falcons, power run, great offensive line, but that's exactly what they are.
What about the quarterback? And you know, you talk about a lot of running, and you talk about tight ends and all that other stuff. My question is, what do you expect from him this year? Like, what you've seen him now all training camp, you've seen him in all practices, you've seen him. Like, what do you realistically expect from him?
You're talking about Russell, right?
Yeah, of course.
I thought you were talking about Kirk Cousins for a second.
No, not at all.
Him is, I expect him to be almost the ultimate game manager. I think he's not going to lose games for him. I think they're going to try to get him to hit some deep balls down the field to either Van Jefferson, or one thing that he's historically been good at, George Pickens, run the ball, play defense. I think that's one of the reasons, if not the main reason, why Russell Wilson was brought in and won the job, just to be able to not screw up. I mean, that's not good to have in this day and age, have a quarterback and you say, hey, just don't screw up. But that's a big part of it when you have a defense like that, a potential run game like it is. So I think Russell Wilson is going to be fine. It's just a matter of, is that line at this point going to be able to hold up enough for him to make some deep throws and him not, because Russell Wilson tends to hold on to the ball a tad long to be able to get down the field a little bit. And when you got an offensive line in shambles right now, let's admit it, with, you know, you're looking at what, 90 career starts between the five, that could be an issue right along real quickly for him as well. If that offensive line plays well, that helps Russell, but it's down to leadership, winning at the end. I mean, I think it's, I mean, you're looking back to like 1980s football here. I mean, I'm sure you have a whole day with that, Joe, but that looks like that's how they want to play with Russell Wilson in the defense and Arthur Smith in this run game.
Well, maybe they can run the single wing in this game. City Limits is blaming your faulty phone on you. I said,
my
what's going
on?
I said, yeah, it's clicking. And he said, Mark's driving to the facility, as if that explains it. What
actually,
is happening here?
I actually pulled over, so I am
he
not.
He pulled over, Limits. What's going on? Is it on our end or his end? Should he call back?
It's probably on our end. And if so, that's an engineering problem.
Yeah, okay. I hear no clicking. So I get blamed for a lot of things, but the clicking is not my fault. It's not my responsibility.
Are you mad at City Limits that he threw you under the bus?
I didn't throw. I threw.
That.
Not publicly throwing him under the bus. You are publicly throwing me under the bus that Cabali isn't driving over me with.
That's true. But the bottom line
is anybody ever been really physically thrown under a bus?
No, it's a metaphor.
You know, does somebody
it's not even a metaphor. It's just a saying.
There has to be one person that's been thrown under the bus.
This is untenable, Paul. Should we cancel this? I can't really hear him.
Can hear him.
Okay.
I mean,
maybe it's your earphones, Joe.
No. Can you hear the clicking, Paul?
There is clicking. Yeah, there is a clicking.
I hear clicking.
Yeah,
I'm
we
not
all
a
hear.
Clicking guy.
I know. It's not your fault. The
Hayward. Harry Callis.
It was the Hayward contract. That's part one of this question. Your thoughts on it. And part two is, does Freiermuth get one before the ball's kicked?
You know, you have me all worried here about the clicking here, so I'm a little bit concerned here with my answer. But I think the Hayward thing is a no-lose situation because I don't think they guaranteed him any more money than he was going to get anyways, right?
Right.
I mean, they guarantee his money this year. He's going to get paid the $16 regardless. I don't think there's any new money to the deal next year, at least guaranteed money. So if he absolutely craps the bed this year, you just move on from that next year. It just gives him the opportunity. If he does have a good year, he can make the whatever $14-15 million next year. So I don't know why this took so long. I mean, it was relatively simple here. If you play well, you get $15 million next year. If not, we move on from you. So it was a pretty smooth contract to me when you look at it, if it's how I anticipate it to be. Freiermuth, I think it's just a matter of time here. Pick a day, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and it probably will be done here. I don't think there's much of a debate on that.
What's a number that you could live with for him?
Ooh. Wow. That's a good one. I mean, you normally they would do the 3 years, right? Probably a 3-year extension. Would 3 for $30 be too much? I don't know. That might be in a ballpark, right? Didn't Cole Kmet get even more than that? I think he might be better than Cole Kmet. I think Cole Kmet got like $12 million a year. So probably in that range somewhere, you know, 10, 11 a year, maybe 15 or so guaranteed. So it'd be nice. I mean, they got it. I think they really do have to. Well, it's going to, I really, truly believe it's just a matter of when. But I think it's a good decision to be able to lock him up because I do think he has a ton of talent. I mean, so I think it's a important piece to be able to lock up here.
All right, we're going to go to free association, Paul. There's too much clicking, mm-hmm. and it's not Mark's fault. We need to absolve him of responsibility
all
for
right.
this. But we're just going to go to short answers, short questions. Are you ready, big boy?
All right.
Fields touches over under 2.5, assuming everyone's healthy.
Under.
You think he's not going to touch the ball at all?
I don't think so.
Holy horse milk. Why is he on the team then?
Because he's cheap, because Kenny didn't want to be on the team.
All right. A fast track, electric performer with the ball in his hands, it seems to me you're cutting down your ability to win. But yes
where,
or no? I mean,
But where do you put him at?
Anywhere. You only have one receiver going into the game. You throw him a ball. You pitch him a ball. You hand him a ball. You let him throw the ball. Anything. Put the ball in his hands.
You have to understand that he's not that good at that. What he's good at is scrambling and creating plays. If they line him up a tailback and throw him a pitch, he's going to get destroyed.
I'm not so sure about that. But we'll see. All right. Fields over under 0.5 series as a quarterback, assuming everyone's healthy.
Zero.
Pickens. Is he going to be their major red zone target in this game and this year?
Red zone. Wow. I would say, yeah, pretty much, yeah. I think if that's one place that it's going to be hard to double him, so yeah.
More touches in this game, Najee or Warren?
Najee.
Fourth and goal from the one, and you give it to a running back. Who's getting it?
Justin Fields. No, it's going to be Najee.
Herbig. Over, under 15.5 snaps.
Over.
Slot cornerback is?
Beanie.
Cam Hayward. The spell check here. Cam Stewart is a hockey player. Cam Hayward, over, under 75% of the snaps.
Under.
Which defensive line reserve will have the most snaps?
Montrevis Adams.
Fatanu will dress for the game.
Oh, man, it's a tough one. I will say no.
Roman Wilson will dress for the game.
No.
Peyton Wilson, over under 30% of the snaps.
We counting special teams?
No. Defensive snaps, I should have said.
Under.
Tomlin, over under 0.5 challenge wins.
Under.
Cordarrelle Patterson, other than kickoffs, over under 3.5 touches.
Over.
Holy bird milk. The punt returner is who?
Calvin Austin.
Who has the best year in... Wait, Calvin Austin's going to dress and play then?
Calvin Austin's your number 3 on the depth chart, so I hope so.
I'm sorry. Well, Tomlin was complimenting his crappy receiver core yesterday. The only guys he mentioned were Scotty Miller and Van Jefferson. Silly me.
I forget. I don't even know who number 5 is. Who's the 5th one? It's how bad they are.
I don't know. I've lost track. Who has the best year in other places? Pickett, Rudolph, or Trubisky?
Rudolph.
Thank you, Mark.
He might start, actually, before the season's up.
You don't like Levis and Butthead?
very, very underrated cartoon. Beavis and Butthead.
Do you agree with that, Paul? Beavis and Butthead underrated as a cartoon?
I liked it. I thought it was funny.
my kid walks around with his shirt over his head and says he's cornholio and needs TP for his bunghole. So at least I'm rubbing off on him that way.
I don't know if that show advanced the culture, honestly. Are you a South Park guy, too?
No.
Paul, were you?
A little bit. It wasn't a committed South Park guy, but a little bit.
South Park, Beavis and Butthead, or The Simpsons? You get one.
I probably didn't watch 5 episodes ever of The Simpsons.
Mm. So you're taking Beavis and Butthead?
I'm very loyal to Beavis and Butthead.
Paul, you get one of those 3.
I like Beavis and Butthead.
I'm taking The Simpsons. Limit? I've never watched any of them. You've never watched any of them?
You used to watch Nick at Night and some weird kid shows there, Jess. I don't know if I trust your choices.
I mean, I watch whatever my kid
iCarly.
He
watches iCarly, Mark.
Yeah, did.
That's what I'm saying. Well, I'm sure he watches Bluey right now.
What? Balloony?
Bluey.
Okay. Thank you, Mark.
All right, guys. We'll see you.
There goes Mark. Paul. He thinks Herbig gets over 15 and a half snaps. He thinks Najee gets more touches. Do you agree with both of those things?
I do. I do. Absolutely. Herbig, 15 and a half snaps. I mean, that'll be about a fourth of the snaps maybe the defense will get, right?
Yeah.
Something like that. That sounds about right.
And I think it's going to be it's the opener.
And Warren has been limited. So
if Warren wasn't limited, I think he would get more touches. I think he's their main guy.
Well, I think that remains to be seen. But, yes, it could be interesting.
It could Roman Wilson, he doesn't think he'll dress, and he doesn't think Fatanu will dress for the game. Thoughts?
I disagree with both of those. Now, Mark is there more than I am, obviously, but I think Roman Wilson's going to play. How about, did you watch?
My God, what if who's Broderick Jones's backup then?
Spencer Anderson, I guess, again.
He's the starting guard. How can he be the tackle backup?
They'll move him to tackle and they'll put Mason McCormick at guard.
This is a disaster. Paul?
Well, do you like Mason McCormick at guard?
I'm still going by your Greg Gattuso recommendation.
Yeah.
I think he's a promising player.
Do you like him in the first week of the season as a rookie?
Not really, on the road? No, not really.
Not that the other guys much, but.
But if you're the only thing you ask him to do is road grade, and I think that's what they're going to want this week. Batten it down. Don't make a mistake.
Right.
Give Najee and Warren 40 combined carries or touches and try to win the game 10-9. Or some such thing.
So not modern age football.
Not this week.
But necessarily doesn't necessarily, I mean.
I don't think that's a bad idea,
right,
by the way.
To me, all you want to do these first 2 weeks is just get out of the stadium with a win.
Yes. This is a talented team they're going up against. Every single preview I see, or just what my eyes tell me, based on watching these guys through their careers, they've got weapons. And what nobody talks about is their run defense. One of the best in the league last year. Described by PFF as an elite run defense last year.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.